First thing is, could you do us, could you introduce yourself for us?
I'm a Tete Chandu of AHOPA, a simple House of Hopeless Association, Hopeless Association.
And Uncle, when did you come to us?
How
did you join Accra House?
I joined Accra House of Hope in 72. I left house before even I came to House of Hope.
Where were you playing?
I was playing for Susu Bribi at Achimtafu.
Yeah.
And we were playing so well. But the year that I came, I had just finished school and I wanted to work in Accra. As soon as I got down, news was around that time I was in Accra. So the officials of the team or some supporters followed me. And that was how I came to Accra House of Folk.
Okay, so how long were you with Susu Bribi?
I was a founding player in Susu Bribi from 65 to 70, let's say 72. Yes.
Then you were part of the team that nearly won the league in 1969.
Yes, yes.
What happened?
No.
In 1969, you were supposed to have won the league, but Kwatoko tipped you by a point.
Yes.
For so many.
Yes. I can say it was part of inexperience. Though we were playing so well that season, we beat the big teams home and away, home and away, home and away. And we were supposed to beat Cornerstones to qualify finally.
Yeah.
But there were rumors that the officials were going to give Cornerstones something so that they will make it cool for us so as to win. But unfortunately, they didn't do anything. And I think psychologically, we were beaten because the officials didn't see the Cornerstones people. So that's why we were not able to win the league that year. And from then on, the team came down, the team came down. The team has gone completely. So that is it.
Okay. Also, in Susu Bribi, how was your performance against the big boys, Hearts and Kotoko? How did you play against Hearts?
In Susu Bribi, we didn't start the league very well because we were, let's say, local team, we were not having big players.
Yeah.
So initially, we found it very difficult. Even at a certain stage in the league, Kotoko beat us 11. In Kumasi. 11-0 in Kumasi. But I think two seasons after, we beat Kotoko home and away, has home and away, Great Olympics home and away. And the secondary Takoradi teams, we beat almost everything that came our way that year. So, I can say it boils down to perhaps inexperience. Yes, inexperience collectively at that time. That's why we were not able to win the cup.
When did you start playing football, or when did you join Susu Bribi?
I was a founding player of Susu Bribi. They brought the local boys from Kukuren to me, from Old Tafu, from Osiem, and they collected us to come together. So initially we were not playing well. And they started bringing the Achim boys who were playing in Accra, in the Sekendi, Cape Coast, and the rest, to come and toughen up the team. So that was when we started playing very well. And really, we found our feet around 68, 69, and it was marvelous. Yes, it was marvelous.
Was it always a childhood dream to be a footballer in the beginning?
No, it wasn't a childhood dream. I was really rather a table tennis player. And so the football just came and I started playing football.
From school
and from some coach team, Ghana Stars. That was our team. And there was a philanthropist who was taking care of the team. He didn't give anything, but for the love of the game, we kept on playing. So we formed the nucleus of Susu Bribi. Yes. And the bigger boys came from outside to help us. During the year of our success in 69, we had some players also from the military.
Yeah.
Military, Adansi and Okru and there is to come and help us.
Mm.
So we found our feet very, very well around that time.
Yeah. Were you schooling and then playing at the same time?
When I was playing for Susu Bribi, I was in school. middle school.
Where?
Tafu.
Tafu Middle School.
Yes, Tafu Middle School.
Okay.
So I just go and play and come back home, as it was at that time. Yeah. You don't ask anything. Nobody also gives you anything. So that was it.
You played for free?
Even without thinking. But we played for free. Hmm. We played for free. And injuries were not the order of the day. Nobody got injured. So we go there, kick about, go home, kick about and go home. Yes. So
I'll bring you to Hearts again. You said you came here in 1972.
Yes.
From 63 was the last time Hearts won the league. It took them a very long time to win it in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Just a year after joining, you won the league. How was it like when you came here?
You know, Hearts of Oak has been my club. Even during Yisikwe time. Because one time Yisikwe and some officials came to Tafo to bring me to Hearts of Oak, but they didn't agree. So they had to leave in the night. People even chased them away. So when I came to Hearts of Oak, I came to meet a team. But I was even a poster boy already in Susubibi. So I just came in and to team up with the big boys, and we played well. So I didn't come to Hearts as a stranger, no. I came in as a family member. Because even sometimes when I came from Tafu to watch league matches here, to watch some international matches here, I sat among the Hearts of Oak players at the stadium. So I just walked into a family again, yes.
In 1972, I don't know how things went back then, but how long did it take you to get into the team?
I walked into the team straight away. Honestly, I walked into the team. There were big players, or very good players. Dugate, I am talking about the midfielders.
Yeah.
Dugate was a man in the midfield. Christian Madius was a man in the midfield, and other ones. But I also walked in, and I didn't sit out for any player, no. I played with them. If I should be selected, I am selected among the big boys. There was not one day that I was told, no, sit down for this man. No. No.
What sort of player were you back then?
I was a stylish player, honestly speaking. And it came naturally, you know. It came naturally. And also, even when I was playing football, I bought coaching books and read the books myself. So sometimes, especially when I was in Susubibi, sometimes I get to training and what I've read in the books